News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday, first Friday of April. We're starting the new month, of course, talking with members of our local law enforcement. We spend an hour on Fridays with our Behind the Badge segments, and segment two on Friday is, of course, devoted to the Potlatch County Sheriff's Office. And this is a Behind the Badge first, I think, on the show here this morning. We have someone joining us who has been on the show before, but with a different agency. I'm sure it's happened before, but we had one of our guests on the show in his time with another local agency, and now he is a new deputy with the Sheriff's Office. So we welcome in Tyler Tikkanen. He is joining us here this morning. He's joined us in the past on the other Behind the Badge segment that we bring you on Fridays. And we're also joined by his field training officer, Andrea Dowland, here this morning to talk about one of the newest members of the Sheriff's Office, who is a familiar voice and, I guess, face to our community members here. So we'll say good morning to both of them. Tyler, Andrea, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are both of you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Well, we appreciate you taking a little time. I told you off the air, Deputy Tikkanen, this is kind of a new twist to these interviews. Normally, we're talking to someone who's just out of, the academy or just out of school, and now just kind of getting their feet wet with the sheriff's office. But for you, and people will probably remember you from your time as an officer with the city of Fond du Lac. So you have that previous experience, but for our listeners that might not be familiar with you and your background, can you kind of explain your path and how you got to this point in your career?
Sure. I started in law enforcement back in 2010. I worked for some smaller agencies back where I grew up, the city of Wautoma, the village of Plainfield. Then I went on to the State Patrol, and I worked there for a little while, transferred over to the village of North Fond du Lac, then eventually ended up at the city of Fond du Lac. I was there for 6 years, promoted to lieutenant, and now I'm working for the sheriff's office as a patrol deputy.
So you've checked off two boxes so far in Fond du Lac County, and now you're with the sheriff's office, and, career moves happen, but... tell us your experiences so far. What stages are you in the field training process with your new employer at the sheriff's office?
Sure. So, having a wide variety of different size agencies in my background, it's been interesting. I'm in the final stages here of the field training program. I'll be done this week. But I worked in a town of 800. That was my first job, all the way to the city of Fond du Lac. There's huge population difference there, being 46, 48,000 people, whatever they're up to now. And now going back to a more rural environment, working for the sheriff's office, it definitely has its differences.
There's a big difference, obviously, coming from someone who we normally talk to on a segment like this, someone who's just out of school, and this is maybe their first job, or maybe they've had experience in like a smaller department, going to the bigger countywide sheriff's office. What can you draw from your previous experiences in law enforcement that can help you with being in the sheriff's office?
The benefit of having that prior experience means that, the biggest struggle, hardest hurdle for me to get over would be learning all of the jurisdiction for the sheriff's office, all the areas that they cover. It's a large county, being 766 square miles. It's a lot of ground to cover, whereas working for the smaller municipalities that I've worked for, it's not so much territory to cover. But with that being said, that being one of the major hurdles, having to learn that, I could focus on just devoting my time to that geography and not having to relearn how to do everything that comes with the law enforcement job, because I already have that background of doing it. So that kind of made it a smoother transition, just being able to focus on the geography and not having to divide my attention to all the different areas of law enforcement.
It remains the common answer anytime we talk to a new deputy, whether it be a seasoned veteran like yourself or someone fresh out of the academy or fresh out of school. It's always the geography. There's something about that, right?
Yeah, it's a large area that we provide services to.
So what was different, what's been different, I guess, for the field training process? Like you just talked about being able to focus more on the geography, focus more on the jurisdictional areas. You don't have to go back to the basics of how to respond to
a traffic stop or how to respond to a call. Has that been the biggest difference, not having to focus on, the bare bones, back to basics kind of stuff, and maybe just learning the procedures for the sheriff's office?
Yeah, I mean, they always want to make sure that I understand, you know, even with the basic stuff, the way the sheriff's office would handle it, you know. So we did go over different policies, different procedures, things that might be different between the different agencies I've worked at. We covered all that to make sure that I had a clear understanding of what the sheriff's office expectations were compared to, you know, the different agencies. So we did do some of that. But overall, you know, the transition was made easier with that background that I have.
The average person might think that the procedures are the same from department to department. Obviously, that's not the case, as you just alluded to. Is there a big difference between, you know, say, the sheriff's office and the city of Fond du Lac in procedures? I don't want to give specifics. Obviously, you don't want to compare, you know, two agencies because they focus on two different areas. One's the city, one's the county, but our procedures, our basic principles, that much different from agency to agency?
You know, there's not a whole lot of difference as far as law enforcement practices throughout the state are pretty consistent, but there's just different expectations, you know, as far as different types of enforcement. You know, traffic enforcement is a huge thing for the sheriff's office, obviously having 41 in the major highways that we have to take care of. As far as like the city enforcement, you know, you focus more on the quality of life violations within the city. You know, it's the different areas you focus on. Every law enforcement agency handles, you know, the same types of stuff. It's just different varying degrees of different calls for service.
All right, there's more rural issues, obviously, in the sheriff's office. You're responding to a lot of calls out in the rural countryside, homes that are in the rural countryside, issues involving, I'm sure you'll probably run into, we've seen and heard from deputies that deal with livestock on the loose, different stuff like that. That's all part of the sheriff's office. That's different from kind of a city perspective, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing in the city I've never dealt with, was, you know, a herd of cattle blocking a roadway.
Let's bring in Field Training Officer Dolland here this morning. We've talked with you before about training new deputies. What's different from your perspective in this case, where you have someone who's got a little bit more experience than the average new deputy? What does anything change for you from a field training perspective? Explain kind of what your role has been with Deputy Tikkanen.
Well, it's much easier having somebody who's been doing the job for a long period of time, because normally our FTO process is 12 weeks, but because Tyler has the experience, we shortened it down to only 8 weeks, because there's no need to make him go the full 12 weeks when he knows how to do the job already. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a lot easier for us FTOs. I don't have to go through every little call and paperwork in great detail because he knows how to do it. We still have to do the same amount of documentation that we would normally do. It's just a lot less talking for me that he has to hear.
And I know observation's a big part of it. Are you, compared to when you would have somebody who's fresh out of school, fresh out of the academy, are you doing a lot more just sitting and watching? Are you still giving your input on to how to handle things? What's that process been like for you?
Yeah, so I had Tyler here in his first week, and now I have him in his last week too. And so the first week, you know, I had to do a little more talking, making sure that even though he would have the same call that he did at a different agency, that this is how we handle it. Mm-hmm. But now I don't really have to do anything. I just stand there, and if I need to interject, which I don't ever have to, then I will. But he can handle it from beginning to end, so it's great.
Deputy Tikkanen, is this your last assignment on field training, the radio show?
No, I've got a few more days here, but I should be done in the next couple days. So.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in your new role with the Sheriff's Office. Thank you so much for being a second-time guest on the program. And Deputy Dolland, thanks so much for your time as well.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.